glad to be saying this is episode 96 of my podcast on Anchor. This is a test run of some of the new features on Anchor. I've noticed how the intro music that you select would not go on your episode. Understanding the copyrights and stuff like that of the music that's selected by Apple or whatever Spotify music that you have connected, or Pandora even. Just so you guys know, anybody listening on Anchor, the intro song is one of my favorite songs of a long, long time, Believe by Cher. So yeah, if you're listening on the Anchor platform, you can hear it that way too. So I'm going to be testing out some of the features.
Yay!
So I'm wondering, did anybody ever actually follow through with the challenge from episode 95? Did you actually dare to do it? I'm leaving you guys really curious, because I'm not going to tell you what the challenge was. So now you have to listen for the whole episode of 95 to figure out what it was I was talking about. So, you know, still curious about what was happening in Massachusetts. You know, I'm here in Massachusetts where all the craze is happening. And if you haven't heard yet, there was a gas explosion in Andover, Massachusetts last week. And I was about as confused as anyone else when I heard that. I was like, really? What the heck? What is going on? It was a bunch of them, and some people died from it. And I'm just like, okay, guys, what's going on? Meanwhile, my friend who lives in another part of Massachusetts, was telling me, oh yeah, she's like, well, meanwhile in Detroit, there was a woman who got arrested for smearing dog poop over her neighbor's door because the dog kept relieving itself on her yard. So she went over with all the dog feces and smeared it all across her door. So I said to her, I said, which would you prefer? Would you prefer gas explosions or dog poop all over your door? Because at least with dog poop smeared across your door, no one got hurt. No one lost their house. No one died. It's just dog poop. Stand as far away as possible with some water hose and spray all of that poop off your door and you'll be fine. But there's nothing you can do for those houses that got destroyed and those lives that were lost. Not trying to make anybody feel bad. I'm just saying. I'm like, look at the comparison. And look at what people put on the news these days. You find all kinds of ridiculous things being on the news. And, you know, something as small as, oh, well, some celebrity is upset because they got a hangnail. Okay. You and your hangnail, though. So, it's just the things you find on the news, and that's part of why I don't necessarily like to watch the news all the time, because of all the weird things you find. You know, like, it's news. You know, I think when I hear the word news and all that stuff, it's stuff that's actually worthy of being broadcasted, instead of making the silliest things something to be the most important thing while there's some really serious stuff happening. So, like, I really think sometimes these news channels need to really, really redirect how they put things on blast sometimes. A hangnail from a celebrity, or someone's hairline got cut really badly and now they're making a big old deal about it. Well then. So guys, I have bits and pieces of a recap from the past episode that you guys would absolutely love. It's episode 94, We Are the Flame That You Can't Unsee. And so I said, okay, well, I want you to say this as quickly as possible, while I'll be hooked.
It was like in the 80s and 90s.
Oh my gosh, because we have been in the high 90s today. Like, it was just blazing hot.
And I'm like, I have to go out in this weather? Nuts. Oh, I took an Uber. Forget that. I definitely did my Uber to and from. And I'm like, I'm sorry, but you ain't catching me in this hot weather on these buses or in these trains. Nah, I'm good.
Okay, yeah. I feel sorry for the people who have to bike, who have a bicycle. Like,
hot metal touching his skin. Hell no. Exactly. Nah. So, I have a question related to the next episode that I'm trying to put together.
Oh, yeah. What's up?
So, it's called Living My Best Life. So, what would you consider to be, like, living your best life, having a good-ass time, and just ignoring haters trying to mess stuff up for you? Like, what is your perfect recipe for that?
Like, me? Just chilling, having a good time, man. Just... sitting on the sidelines, sipping on some suds, drinking some beer, chilling, man. Recording music, chilling, doing my thing, getting rich, making money. Of course, money and everything.
Yes, good.
Money is not everything. I know so many people that think money, oh, once you get money, you got it made. No, you don't. You're going to have problems. That old saying, more money, more problems.
That's true. And, you know, then you always got the folks that have something they, like, always want to criticize you. Like,
you always got hate, motherfucker.
I hate that shit, man. Yo, I hate them haters. Like, nah, go sit down.
Like, you and y'all motherfuckers buying haterade about a 12-pack, man. Fuck out of that bullshit.
12-pack. Like, you're sitting here living your best life, doing what you need to do, and just really trying not to give a shit about the haters, and they always got something to say. They always got to criticize. Like,
Or if it ain't that, somebody else trying to pull you into their shit.
Yeah, man. I have people like that here, man.
It's like, oh, so-and-so did this, or my boyfriend did this, and I'm torturing him now because we ain't together no more, and da-da-da-da-da. I'm just like, bro, get on with that petty bullshit.
Like, go, yeah, yeah. Some folks here in Massachusetts, I mean, it's everywhere, but I have never seen so many adults that act like kids.
Exactly.
Kidults.
Childish petty motherfuckers.
Yes. I did a podcast about kidults too.
Yep. Exactly.
Yo, that shit is ridiculous. I sit there and I watch them do all that dumb stuff.
No. It's not ridiculous. It's redonkulous.
Absolutely redonkulous. Man, I don't know, but it is bizarre. And I'm like, how did you guys get like this?
Because they're lonely and they have nothing to do with their lives but start shit with people.
Yes. What about the ones that start trouble and then they run away to go watch it unravel?
Exactly. They some pussy.
Punk ass motherfuckers.
Yeah. Like, exactly.
If you start something, you better stay your ass right there.
Yep.
Shoot.
Exactly.
Finish it what you start.
Exactly. Don't create shit. To quote, I think it was Lil Jon. Mm-hmm. He said, don't start no shit, it won't be no
Hell
shit.
Hell yeah, don't start no shit, won't be no shit.
Yeah.
Straight up. Like, I just can't. Like, it's people that are, like, half, like, old enough to be my father doing this type of nonsense. And I'm like...
Exactly.
Y'all are just messy.
And then even younger people in their 18, 19, 20, these people should know better.
Agreed. Like, why, like, go find yourself something to do.
And by no means, we ain't trying to say, oh, you know, we perfect, because we ain't perfect. I mean, we got our own faults and mean shit.
Yeah, we got our own stuff to deal with.
We people too, so, I mean, don't get it twisted. I mean, you know.
I don't know. Yeah. But I feel like the best way to deal with these kind of people, as we would call it in the professional setting, the best practices would be to just ignore the hell out of their asses.
Yep.
What I did was,
you know, they'll learn one day.
Yeah, they're going to come across something that's not going to feel good for them. What I did was I just blocked their asses, their emails, all that stuff. I ain't got time for that. Exactly. Y'all ain't going to be calling my phone with that bullshit.
It's crazy, bro, because these people, what's going to happen to them? They're going to die sad and lonely.
Hey, thank you so much for your message. I love your podcast. I definitely favorite your podcast. Please feel free to check out mine and hit the favorite button if you like what you hear. Thanks again. I love what you're doing on Anchor.
So I'm back again with the full gist of why I started this podcast like this. So you know that dumb water rat you guys have for president now? He's like this dude with a fiasco on his head for a toupee. Like, you'll call him Toupee Fiasco. You know, he is such a petulant person. Like, he's so childish. He's one of the kidults that I have addressed in this podcast. Well, in the past couple of podcasts. And I just might put a piece of my past couple of episodes in this podcast so that you guys can catch up to what I've been doing lately. So, you know what this little, this childish man, this man-child did? He said he removed all of the Braille labels in the Trump Tower because no blind people are going to be living in his fucking dusty-ass tower. First of all, fuck you and your tower. You and your dusty-ass tower. Don't nobody want to go live in there with all these fucking racist, crippled, like crippled, emotionally crippled people as your supporters. Fuck you and your shitty-ass tower, you bitch. Nobody wants to live in that shit any motherfucking way. So, and you guys are probably so stupid you couldn't even put the Braille on correctly anyway. So yes, you can keep your dusty ass tower to yourself. You fucking lemonhead dustball bitch. Yeah. Only he's a rotten lemon because his hair is like a nest of blonde pubes with dust in it. Because he's dusty. So, yeah, I just completely blasted the shit out of this dusty-ass president for, like, less than 10 minutes of blasting the shit out of his fucking toupee, dustball. So, that's the thing. He wants to take off Braille from his shitty-ass towers. I would rather spend my money going elsewhere instead of anywhere near that fucking shithole. So I'm gonna try to like reduce the amount of cuss words I use, but that was extremely unnerving. So like 1,000 deep breaths in and out, still I'm annoyed because you're focused on Braille in the entrances of your dusty ass rooms. You need, oh goodness, he needs to be more useful. Like, he has been the most useless president ever, and I'm gonna throw that word around as heavily as possible. Useless. He is a useless president. Absolutely useless. As useless waste of skin. Not worth a damn. And he's talking about getting rid of Braille from the doors of his fucking dusty ass tower. Ew. Really? I wouldn't want to touch that thing with a 20-foot cane in the first place. So no, you can keep your shit. Hey guys, I am here catching up with the times, and I figured I would leave a Google number for message submissions as well. And that phone number is 320-316-3349, and I'll repeat it slowly this time. 320-316-3349. So guys, I wanted to give a special shout out to everybody that listened through the entire podcast. So I hope you guys enjoyed the recap of all of the previous episodes, especially the one called We Are the Flame That You Can't Unsee. That right there was definitely, I guess, on iTunes, one of the best podcasts of them all. It's pretty cool to have that. If you guys are curious to find out where else you can listen to me, you can listen to me through Google Podcasts, Breaker, Overcast, and Radiocast, as well as Spotify and wherever else it may be available, because I'm actually enjoying sharing the Spotify link. It seems much more, it seems like it attracts more people when they listen to the podcast on Spotify. It's the same name that you see on here, Casper, Casper. The C is capitalized and the H is capitalized. Everything else is lowercase. And I'll spell it again. Casper on whatever platform. Spotify, iTunes Podcast, or Apple Podcast, or whatever. And Google Play or Google Podcast. By the way, I wonder how you guys, for those of you who are using iOS products, how do you guys like the updates and stuff so far? I did it yesterday, and it took less than an hour for my devices to update, well, upgrade and everything or whatever, and so far, I'm not experiencing anything different from what's happening at all. Like, I've noticed that the Bluetooth signal is gone, it's not on the top anymore. And voiceover with audio, like something of the audio part of it seems a bit more clear. I'm not done exploring what the new updates are just yet, but I guess I'll explore a little bit more tomorrow.
Oh, thank you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.